This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anything like that. Matt McMullen, Chiefs reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to join us once a month throughout the football season, and normally in studio, I think, but we're obviously on location and everything. Matt, good to have you on, man. What do you make of the Wolfpack? Did you get some say? We like the Wolfpack, but we got the OG here at Community America Credit Union.
No, that's pretty cool. You know, I don't have say in terms of mascot attire and different mascots around the world, but it is kind of funny. You know, Dan Mears recently retired after 35 years with the Chiefs, that's KC Wolf, and I actually share an office with the new KC Wolf. So, I don't know.
Wow.
If you guys have any ideas, pass them my way, and I'll let them know what you're thinking.
He leaves that sweaty suit somewhere else, right? Otherwise, it'd stink up the office.
I told him that he should just work every day in the suit, like at his
like
desk.
It's a This Is Sports Center commercial.
Exactly, yeah. I was saying when we went to Brazil, he should just fly all the way to Brazil in the suit. For some reason, he didn't want to do that, but, you know, that's what I'm pushing for.
When you look at what the Chiefs have coming up on this Sunday, let's start with the obvious question. You're watching practice. I put it at 10%. Alex puts it at 1%. Drew puts it at 0%. You don't have to necessarily assign a percentage, but what odds do you think Xavier Worthy actually plays?
Well, you know, it's a good sign that he's practicing as of yesterday. I think that shows his toughness. I mean, what a tough guy to dislocate your shoulder and 5 days later you're out in the practice field. We'll find out here in about 40 minutes what his status is, because Coach Reed will speak to the media at 1 o'clock. I'm not sure, but the good news is Coach Reed yesterday said that right now they're not considering surgery or a short-term IR stint. So if you're trying to see Xavier Worthy out there soon, that's certainly good news. I don't know if he's going to be ready to go this weekend. That's a pretty quick turnaround, but we'll find out for sure here in about 50 minutes. And either way, it sounds like if he does miss this weekend, he's going to be back sooner than later.
What did you make of just the feeling around the building this week? And obviously we heard from Matt Nagy yesterday and acknowledging that, look, you know, they're going to hold Juwan Taylor, it sounds like, you know, accountable, you know, for some of the false starts and holding, saying, quote, that can't happen. We've made it loud and clear. What do you make of just this team's mentality in trying to correct some things heading into week two?
Yeah, the energy is very good. And, you know, I looked it up because I was just curious. In the Patrick Mahomes era and games that he started, the Chiefs are 19-4 after a loss. You know, the Chiefs have only lost back-to-back games with Mahomes four times in 7 years.
And never three in a row, right?
Never three in a row, no. And they've only lost back-to-back games once in Mahomes' last 64 games played. So how does that happen? Part of it is Mahomes is incredible, but the other part of it is there's accountability in the building. And when things don't go well, they quickly find a way to turn things around. I mean, only losing back-to-back games four times in 7 years is just ridiculous. So I'm confident that what went wrong in Brazil, they're addressing it. It's a matter of going out there and playing and fixing it and trying to figure out what went wrong and correcting it. But, you know, I think this is a great opportunity, honestly, because as quickly as the script can flip and everyone can be saying, hey, this is wrong and this is bad, if you go out there against the Eagles and play really well and win a football game against a very good opponent, everything changes narrative-wise. So I think it's an awesome opportunity. I think that's the way that they're viewing it. I think the energy is going to be awesome in the stadium. And that's another thing that I'm thinking about. You know, Brazil is a really cool experience, but there's a lot that goes into it. You got to fly a long way, long bus ride, all that, in a different stadium, a different country. And, you know, Patrick said that the team came out flat, in his opinion. There's no way the team comes out flat this week with the season opener at home. The crowd is going to be going crazy against the Eagles, of course. I think the energy is going to be great, and hopefully that leads to a fast start.
We're talking to Matt McMullen, Chiefs reporter here on Cody and Gold. We were saying that if the week one result was different, I think I would hear more of the revenge and it's the Eagles and all this. I think everybody wants to beat the Eagles still, but it's to me more about, hey, get right and get your stuff figured out. What do you make of that? Do you notice that it's – I feel like this would have been more of a true talking about the Super Bowl more and the buildup like we had planned on, frankly, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's a fun thing to talk about, like, externally. But even if the Chiefs had won last weekend, I don't think, like, revenge would really be a thing that was talked about in the building. The Chiefs, one of the reasons they've been so successful over the years is they don't get too fixated on things like that. I think they'd all say that was in the past and that was last season. And frankly, in a lot of ways, these are two completely different teams that are playing on Sunday compared to what happened in the Super Bowl. So I don't think even if they had won, there would be the big revenge factor. I think it would just be a game against a really good team. And what Patrick said a few days ago is, we're playing the reigning champs, right? And this is a chance to see how you stack up against the reigning champs early in the year. And it's also a long season. You have to just get a win is the idea. It's not about, you know, get more points or more wins or anything in the standings because you beat the Eagles. It's just about trying to get in the win column and get things going.
But you know, like we know, when a team starts 0-2, their odds of winning a Super Bowl, going to a Super Bowl, that says a little bit about where you are as a team historically. I understand. The Chiefs are the exception to a lot of rules. So I'm not saying they don't have any chance or anything if they start 0-2. But in a lot of ways, it feels like it should be easier in this game just knowing that your plan is your plan. You're not getting thrown off kilter. I know they didn't want to use that as an excuse, Matt. I'll use it for them. I think having a game plan in which we're using Xavier Worthy a ton, and then all of a sudden, three plays into it, it's like, oops, now we got to do something different. The five scores to end the game mean something to me in the sense that you solved it by the end of the game, maybe, of what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that you lose maybe your best offensive skill position player three snaps into the game when likely the game plan was largely built around him. It's going to throw things out of whack a little bit. And they got off to a slow start likely because of that. To your point, though, yeah, I mean, finding a way to score in your final five possessions was huge. The Chiefs started that game 0-7 on third down and averaging less than 5 yards per play. They finished the game in the second half going 5-7 on third down and averaging close to 8 yards per play. So that's good, and that's really encouraging considering they did that against the league's number one scoring defense from a year ago in the Chargers. And you did it, of course, without Rashee and without Xavier Worthy. I think that's incredible. So how do you carry that here into this game? Because against a team like the Eagles and the way that they play, you can't get off to a slow start. You have to be firing on all cylinders right away because the Eagles want to, like, grind you into dust, right? They want to possess the ball for 8 minutes a drive, finish with touchdowns, and have their pass rush get after you. You have to keep pressure on them offensively where they can't just be running that game plan all game long. You have to make sure they're the ones playing catch-up because they're not used to doing that kind of thing. So for the Chiefs in this game, I think the second half last week is super encouraging, but I think everyone in the building would say they got to find a way to have that success like right away against Philadelphia and not wait till the second half. And that's what Mahomes is talking about after the game, that in a lot of ways that Charger game could be a great lesson for this team, that you can't just say, okay, we're going to come back. It's fine. Like, we'll figure it out in the second half. Like, especially against Philadelphia, you got to come out right away firing on all cylinders. And you know, at this point with the energy in the building, I'm confident they can do that.
I know you've been back now for almost a full week from Brazil, but how long did it take you to get adjusted back with the jet lag and everything?
You know, it's funny. It's only 2 hours ahead of Kansas City down there. So the time change wasn't a big deal, but it's far away. It's like further away than I think people realize. It's 6,000 miles on a plane, an 11-hour plane ride. And the funniest part is we leave right after the game. So the game ended at like, I don't know, like 11 or 12 Sao Paulo time. We head to the airport 45 minutes away and fly back. I was watching college football on Saturday at noon, but the whole thing kind of felt like a fever dream. Like, did we really go to Brazil and do all that? Like, was I in Brazil 12 hours ago? So it was strange. But, you know, besides the game, the whole Brazil experience was really incredible. You'd be shocked, like, how many people from all over Brazil who have never been to Kansas City or even the United States are, like, huge Chiefs fans and probably follow you guys and follow everyone's content and just eat it up. And we had this event in downtown Sao Paulo the night before with, like, 1,000 Chiefs fans, and I was blown away by it. Like, I just think it's so cool being someone that's from Kansas City and people that 6,000 miles away care about the same stuff I care about. It was super cool. So disappointed we couldn't win the game for them, but seeing Chiefs Kingdom 6,000 miles away was pretty cool.
When you look at what the Chiefs are going to have to do, I want to ask you just, like, positional stuff. Now let's look at it. Where's a mismatch that worries you for the Eagles? My immediate thought goes to Jalen Carter versus the interior of the offensive line. Probably most teams would say that. But where else do you feel like the Chiefs are going to have to tighten up against the Eagles knowing their roster?
Well, you know, the Eagles have so many great skill position players on both sides. But offensively, you know, guys like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, all that. You have to worry about all those guys. But one thing that really stood out to me last week in their game against the Cowboys, and it's no surprise, but it's Jalen Hurts' ability as a scrambler. Because they have so many weapons that you cannot cover everybody. And, you know, you're going to get them off the field. And then he scrambles for 7 yards in the first down. And you have to do it all again. I mean, I think when he's scrambling for first downs like he did against Dallas last week, and he scrambled 9 times, and 3 of those moved the chains on 3rd and 3 or longer, that's backbreaking. Because, I mean, look at their possessions last week. They had 4 possessions of at least 5 minutes. Only 8 possessions in the entire game. So you only have so many opportunities to go down there and score on them if they're just possessing the ball for an eternity, right? And him as a scrambler, he's just so good at it. And again, if you can do really well defensively and cover everyone and he beats you anyway, that's incredibly frustrating, and that's how they win. So you got to keep them obviously in long third downs, long fourth downs too, to avoid the tush push. But for me, especially after what happened last week with Herbert scrambling and at the end of the game, you just got to find a way to get pressure on Hurts immediately and not let him sit back there, scan the field, and then scramble for 7-8 yards, because that's playing right into their hands and how they want to play.
Matt McMullen, final thoughts on just what we were thinking for this game. We feel like this could be a little bit more of the tight ends, more of a Noah Gray, a little bit Robert Tonyan as a player Cody and I have circled for red zone opportunities. Do you what's your feeling on just how maybe they'll try to utilize the tight ends a little bit more on Sunday?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And also Juju Smith-Schuster at receiver, I think, has a chance to have a really great game. We talked to Juju earlier in the week. His energy is great. I just think he is going to have a great year, especially with the situation in the receiver room. But, you know, people talk about Juju like he's 50 years old. He's only 29, you know,
right,
and
right.
I think he still has some great football ahead of him. I think he made some great plays last week in Brazil. I mean, again, how difficult is it when you already don't have your top guy in Rasheed? You lose Xavier 3 snaps into the game. Somebody has to step up. And obviously we saw Tyquan Thornton with the deep catch. But Juju, to me, really stepped up and was making plays in addition to Hollywood. And I think Juju has a great chance against this Philly defense to make a bunch of plays. We'll see if Hollywood can do it as well. But it helps that at least the Chiefs, depending on what happens with Xavier, can game plan knowing his availability. I think it's so difficult to kind of figure it out mid-game, losing a player of that caliber. If he's not going to play, and again, we'll find out here in about 40 minutes, either way, at least you know who you're going to go to. And I think guys like Juju, guys like Hollywood, and yeah, I like the tight end idea as well with a guy like Tonyan, who had just an incredible training camp. It's kind of all hands on deck, right? And the good news is the Chiefs, I think, all training camp, we talked about how deep they were at pass catcher. Well, this is where you find out how deep you are, because you don't have your top two guys. You find ways for everyone to pitch in. And it won't be easy, but again, the energy in the building has been great all week. They're motivated, and I think the crowd going crazy on Sunday will help them out too.
Matt, always good to talk to you, man. Enjoy the next couple days before we get to a fun atmosphere and a win on Sunday.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Hopefully we're talking sometime soon and talking about a big win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.